Back in 18th century France, Elisabeth Claude Jacquet de la Guerre was a renowned musician. Like Mozart, she'd been trotted around as a child prodigy. Also like Mozart, she grew up to be an incredibly talented composer. Her violin sonatas were these groundbreaking, large-scale works unlike anything her contemporaries were doing.
Highly creative, rhythmically, harmonically, formally.
Unlike Mozart, you probably haven't heard of her.
I do believe that if there were no first name attached to those sonatas, we would have known those pieces all along as a really important part of the violin literature. Because they were written by someone named Elisabeth, they've only recently come to be appreciated for what they are.
This is Ingrid Matthews.
I just moved to Bloomington last fall to join the faculty of the Jacobs School of Music. I'm teaching Baroque violin in the Historical Performance Institute.
And she is also a board member of Bloomington Early Music. Ingrid came into the studio a couple weeks ago with Suzanne Malamed.
I am president of Bloomington Early Music.
To talk about their upcoming festival. The theme this year is celebrating women in early music. Suzanne says the pandemic gave them a chance to rethink the festival.
This year, post-pandemic, we are kind of exploding the festival in a number of directions. And one of the big changes is this turn towards focusing on a theme, women being the first time I believe we've done such a thing. And that is really to talk about the question of why is an early music festival still relevant? Why is this something that people should be interested in who aren't already early music aficionados? And, you know, isn't that just music for dead white men, right? And in fact, it isn't. And nobody's going to say that women were more powerful or more influential than they were. But the fact is that we were there and there was a lot that was going on and women were able to overcome obstacles and boundaries and to have great success and produce absolutely marvelous beautiful music. And so the presence and influence of women is kind of the theme for this year. But the festival itself really looks to support emerging artists, emerging ensembles, to really take hold of the multicultural, global music. It's not just Western European. And that can get tough to find groups that do that, but that is one of the things we focus on. And to just support the community. And with this kind of a theme, we're hoping that'll bring in more of the community to say, this is your music also.
What else can people look forward to?
There's going to be a wonderful opening concert featuring a Bach cantata, which uses a libretto written by a woman, Christiana Ziegler, who was a renowned poet in the 18th century. I think that's a really interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. And then there's another concert, which is a wind band concert, also a Renaissance wind band, and that is Forgotten Clefs, and they are a longtime Bloomington favorite group. And another thing I think is really that I would love to talk about a little bit is we have workshops at the festival. There are six of them, and they're all free. Well, the one at Cardinal Spirits is not free because you have to pay for the alcohol, but otherwise they're free. They're geared towards children predominantly, but also adults who are kids at heart is the way we're phrasing it. And these are, one of them is specifically about music and acoustics and how the instruments made their sound. But for the most part, they are about how people lived. What did they wear? What did they eat and drink? How did they move? What were their dances like? How were books made? How did they, you know, communicate in that way? What were those technologies? So giving people a chance to see what it was like along this long period, the context of the music, or the people who made this music also did many other things, and how did they comport themselves? How did they interact? What were they doing in the rest of their time? And so music isn't just this isolated thing that existed in a vacuum.
And of course, you will also be able to hear the music of Elisabeth Claude Jacquet de la Guerre. I just wanted to say her name again. The Bloomington Early Music Festival runs Sunday, May 22nd through Friday, May 27th. You can hear more of my conversation with Ingrid and Suzanne about what counts as early music and more on Interstates, Sunday at noon on WFIU, or whenever you want as a podcast. For WFIU Arts, I'm Alex Chambers.